This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 90. And on this week's episode, we're talking about 5-day challenges, 5 things you need to know to run your own successful challenge launch. So if you've been thinking about using a challenge to launch your product or service, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, we've been talking about challenges on the show for a couple of weeks now, and we're going to keep talking about them because I've got a really awesome training coming up in about a week and a half on 5-day challenges. Now, during this live training, we're going to walk you step by step through how to create your own successful 5-figure challenge launch. So if you've been thinking about launching with a challenge, or you just want to learn more and get help setting up your challenge, you can head over to 5dayhustle.com. Again, it's 5dayhustle.com, and get yourself a seat inside this free training event where I'm going to walk you through building your own 5-day challenge. So if you want to rock it out, get your butt signed up, 5dayhustle.com. Now let's dive into this week's content. I want to talk to you this week a little bit about how to make sure that your 5-day challenge is really, really successful. Because the reality is, not all 5-day challenges are created the same. Some can be a total success and some can be a total flop. So I want to talk to you about 5 key things that I think make up a successful 5-day challenge launch. So the first thing that makes up a really successful challenge is a powerful title. And you've probably heard me talk about this before, but I have no bones about saying I will mention this again and again and again. Because I think having a powerful title is what leads to having a really successful challenge, and a challenge that, quite honestly, people want to sign up for. So let's take Instagram, for example. You could do a challenge called a 5-day Instagram challenge, but that doesn't really give information to your audience about what are you going to be doing in the challenge? What can they expect from the challenge? All they know is that it's going to be based around Instagram, but they don't really know what they're going to learn, or more importantly, they don't know what they're going to create for their business or for themselves with that 5-day challenge. So I recommend that you get really specific with the title of your challenge in terms of the outcome that you're going to create for your audience. So if you were going to do a challenge on Instagram, it would make more sense to do something like 5 days to your next 100 followers. Notice that it's more focused on what people are going to create than simply what we're going to teach or what the challenge is about from a high level sense. If you can explain to people what kind of outcome they can create before they ever sign up, they're going to be more likely to sign up because people want to know what they're getting themselves into, right? When we run 5-day challenges, we say 5 days to your 5-day challenge launch plan, or week-long training event, build your 5-figure challenge, right? At the beginning of this episode, I told you about my challenge and I talked about the outcome that we're going to create. We'll build your 5-day launch plan together. And that's what people want to know. They want to know exactly what they're going to get. They don't want to be challenged. They want to create something. And so if you can speak to that need to create something, or if you can speak to that need to create results, you're going to get a better challenge and you're going to get more signups. And ultimately, the more signups you get, the more profitable your challenge is going to be. So starting with a really great title is key. The second thing that you need to know about running a really successful challenge is that marketing matters. And having really great marketing is super important. And I recommend 3 types of traffic sources when you want to run a 5-day challenge. I recommend a paid traffic source, organic traffic sources, and an outreach traffic source. Now let's start with paid traffic. I'm continually recommending Facebook ads. And In my opinion, Facebook ads are essential for creating a successful five-day challenge if you're looking to scale up and get really massive results. Like, we're talking five-figure, six-figure results. The people I know that are doing massive challenges, myself included, are really leveraging the power of Facebook ads. You know, we've had over 1,000 signups for one of our challenges directly from Facebook ads, and we've had thousands more over the life of my business. We've had one of our challenges, we had literally thousands of people come in directly through Facebook ads. So you can see that there's really, really power in leveraging Facebook ads for your own challenge. Now, if you're just getting started or you don't have a big budget for Facebook ads, I recommend that you first run ads to your three warmest markets, which are people who are already on your email list, people who already like your Facebook page, or people who have already visited your website. Because, you know, you're able to get much cheaper leads of people who are already been exposed to your brand, also known as your warm market. Now, you might be saying, like, well, why would I advertise to people who already know about my business? Or why would I want to run ads to people who already know about me? But the key thing here is, think about your email open rate, right? Only 15 to 25% of people are going to open your emails. So what about the other 75% of people? How are we getting them inside of your challenge? And for me, the answer is quite simply with Facebook ads. Now, once you've maxed out your warm audiences, or if you have a small warm audience, you can allocate additional money to running ads to cold audiences. Because listen, even if you're on a limited budget, you can pull off ads for an entire challenge for a couple $100 and you can get really great results. And remember, I know you might be thinking, like, well, a couple $100, that's not chump change. And by no means am I saying that. But what I mean is, listen, if you can spend a couple hundred and make a few hundred even, you're putting yourself in a position to make money. And that's how I recommend you think about Facebook ads, not as an expense, but as a way to generate additional revenue for your challenge. Now, the second thing is, I always recommend an organic traffic channel for your challenges. Because without fail, I constantly have to remind my clients and students that organic traffic is important. It gets really incredible results. You know, we've had students that have gotten hundreds of people into their challenge just from organic marketing, not from Facebook ads, not from, you know, leveraging paid traffic, but just from organically marketing their challenge. And when I say organic traffic is just any traffic that doesn't require you to invest money into your promotion. This could be things like marketing on a social media platform, live streaming on Facebook, emailing your existing list, or word of mouth marketing, like actually inviting people into your challenge that you think would be a really great fit. Usually when I talk about organic traffic, there's always this argument of, like, but Zach, I don't have a big audience. And I always tell people, you don't need to have a massive audience to leverage the power of organic marketing. Take some time to market to people where you already are with your business. And remember that even if you can get 25, 30 people signed up for your challenge, you could be generating additional sales from that. And that money, even if it's just, you know, a couple $100, can go right into more paid advertising to expand your business and your brand. Because when it comes to organic marketing, you're not putting down any money to get a return on your investment. You're putting in a time investment to get a money return. And there's so much stinking power there. Now, the last thing that I always like to mention is outreach marketing. And this is quite simply the power of putting organic marketing into someone else's hands. And outreach marketing could be getting someone else to email their list about your challenge, getting your challengers to invite or share your five-day challenge, or getting others to share in Facebook groups. Now, that might seem a little bit daunting, and you might be like, oh my gosh, you know, you don't have to ask people directly for outreach marketing. You simply build it into your marketing efforts. So, for example, when we run a five-day challenge, one of the first assignments we give people is to invite a friend. And that simply gets people sharing our five-day challenge. It doesn't take some fancy or something like, you know, we have to get formal affiliates, but we quite simply say, hey, Would you invite a friend? Because we know people who go through this challenge with a partner or with a friend get much better results. So don't forget to invite one of your friends. And that simple action helps us get shares, helps us get exposure, and more importantly, helps us increase the number of sales that we're going to generate on the back end of our challenge. So just ask your audience to share, quite simply, and it's going to create a really great return on investment. Now, the third key to a really successful challenge is showing up in your community. So when we run a five-day challenge, we always accompany it with a Facebook group. And I think it's super important that you do that because a Facebook group is an opportunity for people to not only rally around you, but rally around each other and actually build a really powerful community. You know, I've talked about this before in past episodes, but community is what people are craving online. And so if you can create a community, not only will you generate more sales, but you'll generate more trust, you'll generate more excitement, and you'll generate a challenge that gets your audience like excited to be around you, right? Yes, there's power in the sales factor, but even if we ignore the sales, even if we don't talk about revenue, having a powerful community is great for your business because that's what people are looking for. And if you can have a really powerful community, you can get even bigger results. Now, that being said, just having the Facebook group isn't enough. You have to actually show up in that group. So one of the biggest mistakes we see is that people create a challenge group, they create a Facebook group for their challenge, but then all they do is post the assignments or all they do is post each day and they don't get in the trenches. They don't actually engage with their audience and they don't get people excited to be working with them. And that to me is a huge mistake. Now, I'm not saying that you have to respond to every single person and every single post because depending on the size of your challenge, that may not be possible, right? We've done challenges that have thousands of people, and it may not be completely functional or completely possible to go through and actually comment on every single person's post. But that doesn't mean you can't comment on a few people's posts. It doesn't mean you can't get in there and ask really great questions. One of the things that we love to do is just pose questions during the challenge, like, how's the challenge going for you so far? And then I don't just throw these questions out there. I then go back and engage within those threads where people are telling me what kind of value or lack of value they're getting out of the challenge. Showing up really powerfully within your community not only tells people like, look, this is the place to be, it also gives them a sample of what it's like to work with you. For most of us listening to this episode, you have a business where people want more access to you, but they also have a fear because they don't know what more access looks and feels like. So within the confines of a Facebook group, you can actually show them what it's like to get more engagement, to get more exposure to you as the educator. So they don't just go in blind when you make your offer. They know what it's going to be like to work with you. You're giving them a free sample of your product, basically. Whether that product is coaching or a course, you're showing people what it's like to work with you. And at the end of your challenge, people have the opportunity to pay to work with you. So if you give them a really incredible experience over the course of your free Facebook group, then when you give them the opportunity to pay to work with you, you're not just saying, hey, whip out your credit card and trust me. You're saying, hey, here's an opportunity to continue what you've already gotten a taste of. And that is so powerful because people want to know what they're paying for before they ever pay. We've covered three keys to a really successful challenge. Number one, a powerful title that speaks to not just a challenge, but to the outcome you're actually creating for people. Number two, we talked about marketing. You can't just run a really great challenge unless you market it effectively. And we talked about the power of paid marketing, organic marketing, and outreach marketing. And just for quick reference, outreach marketing is when we get our audience or people that know us to actually share out our challenge. And then number three, we talked about the power of creating a really valuable community and not just setting up a Facebook group and hoping for the best, but actually creating a space where people get a sense of what it's like to work with you and what kind of results you can create for them if they decide to pay to work with you at the end of your 5-day challenge. So let's move on to the fourth key to a really successful challenge, which is live video. Now, I talk about live video on this show, and I absolutely love live video because not only did live video help me get my start in business and was really essential to the growth of Heart, Soul, and Hustle, but live video is so powerful for building connection with your audience. What I recommend anytime someone asks me about 5-day challenges is that you use Facebook Live as a way to supplement everything that you're teaching within your 5-day challenge. So, for example, when we teach our 5-day challenge, we have a day where we talk about how to come up with a core desire that speaks to what your audience wants. But that can be a little bit confusing. You may be listening and saying, like, I don't even know what my audience's core desire is. And we know that people are going to get a little confused by that day's content. So we intentionally plan a Facebook Live video that's designed to go deeper and explain what a core desire is and what a core offer is, so that people are able to get better results with our challenge. So that's how I want you to think about the live video for your 5-day challenge. It's a way for you to supplement content and supplement education so that people are able to get a better overall experience. Now, that's from a logistics perspective of what you want your live video to do. But if we look at live video from a different angle, here's the thing. It lets people see the real you. And you may have heard me mention this on the podcast before, but it's one of my favorite things to explain is that with live video, it's an unedited look at who you are. You can't, you know, fake your way through a live video. I mean, you can do your best, but at the end of the day, it's a live video, right? It's a real look at who you are and what you stand for because it's live, right? I don't know how else to explain it other than, look, people are getting a sense of the real you because that's the only person that can show up in an unedited live video is the real you. You can rehearse and you can practice, but at the end of the day, live video is live video. And that's what people love about it. It's an opportunity for your audience to get a real sense of who they're working with and who is showing up for them in this 5-day challenge. Now, all that being said, live video builds the know, like, and trust factor faster than anything that I know of. It just does. And I've talked about this on the show before as well, but if people know, like, and trust you, they're going to be more likely to spend their money with you. And while we don't want to talk solely about revenue, we want to talk about building great value. At the end of the day, if you're running a 5-day challenge launch, you're looking to generate profit. And if you know that there's a way you can build more trust and engagement with your audience, then why wouldn't you do it? And live video does just that. Now, as an added bonus, Facebook has said that live video is one of the most engaging forms of content that there is. So if you can get people engaged in your challenge, not only are you going to make more sales, but you're going to get more organic reach with your challenges. And with a lot of people worried about the new Facebook algorithm and with organic reach being lower than it has been in the past, having a secret tool to create more engagement and therefore more reach on Facebook is only going to be more valuable to your overall challenge. So live video is great because number one, it gets that know, like, and trust factor. Number two, it gets more organic engagement and therefore more reach. And number three, it gives people the opportunity to see the real you, and it gives you the ability to supplement your 5-day challenge so that you can really cover more content. Last key to a really successful challenge is Facebook retargeting ads. Now, I love retargeting ads because they're cheap and they have an incredible return on investment. Now, during your 5-day challenge, you're going to be posting on Facebook and you're going to be live streaming on Facebook, but that doesn't mean that your audience is going to see everything that you post. Now, With the new Facebook algorithm, organic reach is down, which means you have to pay to get in front of your audience. Now, we could panic and freak out and say like, oh, that's not fair. But at the end of the day, it kind of is what it is. And retargeting ads allow you to get in front of your target audience. So let me give you a very exact example of what I mean by retargeting ads. When we run our 5-day challenge Monday through Friday, every single day we do a live video, right? We talked about how important live video is. But we know our entire audience of people in the challenge isn't going to see that live video. So what we do is we take our live video post and we run it as an advertisement to everybody inside of our challenge. And just like that, we're able to put our content in front of the right people at the right time. And of course, it increases our total engagement, which therefore increases our total sales. You can do the same thing with the content of your challenge. Every single day, we post the assignment on Facebook and we run that as an advertisement as well. By running your content as an advertisement or a retargeting ad to your existing audience, you're able to make sure that people are seeing the content of the challenge. Because remember, not everybody's going to read their email. Not everybody's going to head over to your Facebook page every day. So if we can spend a little bit of money to make sure that our entire audience is going to see our content, then why wouldn't we? Because again, it's not spending money, it's investing money that we know or expect to see a return on at the end of our challenge. And it's really important that you start thinking about Facebook ads and retargeting ads in that capacity. You're not just spending money to spend money, you're spending money to build up an audience of people that are going to be excited to buy your product when you present it. So let's recap the 5 keys to a successful challenge. Number 1 is a compelling title, making sure that you have a title that speaks to what people want to create. Number 2, make sure that you're marketing your challenge multiple ways, organically, paid, word of mouth, outreach marketing. Number 3, create a powerful community and show up for them. And this can be done quite simply with a Facebook group and some high-level engagement from you as the person running the challenge. Number 4, leverage the power of live video. It's the easiest way to build know, like, and trust, and it's ultimately going to increase your sales. And then number 5, retargeting ads to make sure that your audience sees your content, taking the content of your challenge and running it as a retargeting ad. So there you have it, 5 keys to running a successful challenge. Now again, if you're looking to launch with a 5-day challenge, I highly recommend you head over to 5dayhustle.com and get yourself registered for our free 5 days to your 5-figure challenge launch plan. Again, inside that training, we're going to walk you step by step through mapping out a 5-day challenge that's designed to launch your product or service. So head over, get signed up, and I will see you live for our 5-day challenge in just a couple of weeks. Until next time, keep hustling. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.